Welcome to Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock, the first podcast of the 2019 calendar year. And so much has changed since we've both talked to you last. Bo held down the fort last week as I took a much-needed mini-vacation. The Arizona Cardinals don't have a head coach anymore. Steve Wilks is no longer the head coach after a 3-13 season, which will put the Arizona Cardinals at the number one overall draft position next year, probably the only positive thing coming out of last season, and maybe a little progress from the young quarterback Josh Rosen. So Bo and I were talking. I'm just going to shoot it to Bo. He was at the press conference with Steve Wilks' firing. Wasn't a lot of positivity there.
No, there wasn't. There's so much to dissect here, and we're going to get into it. We're going to try to pack it into about 20, 27 minutes of Locked On Arizona Cardinals as far as the dismissing of Steve Wilks, who could be next, where the state of the organization. But let's talk about that press conference. So Black Monday, I woke up. It's about 6:30 in the morning. I was looking forward to a day off. But I knew that this was inevitable. It was going to happen. The reports had come out, you know, in the previous couple days. We even knew Friday before the game on Sunday, where the Cardinals actually put forth a pretty solid effort against the Seattle Seahawks. They had the special teams touchdown. I thought Josh Rosen made some throws there that, you know, kind of had you saying, okay, that, I mean, the ball's coming out quickly. It's a nice tight spiral. I think Chad Williams made a catch in it, and of course you had the Larry Fitzgerald touchdown. There's actually some positives to come from the season finale in a losing effort. But as far as let's catch up and let's see Monday's press conference between with Steve Keim and Michael Bidwell, Arizona Cardinals president, was embarrassing. It was even more embarrassing than the fact that Steve Wilks was one and done. It was somebody sitting there who has just let their life just fester and become shambles, and then sit there and just say, because the calendar's changing from 2018 to 2019, I'm going to be a better person. It's saying I'm going to be accountable for my actions, but then nobody else is holding them accountable. Because that press conference was embarrassing. It was two people sitting there saying that they had screwed up, but they didn't have any answers or any like path to fixing things. The thing about Steve Keim coming back is an absolute just disastrous thing that's going to happen. You're giving a guy who hasn't shown any success. Michael Bidwell and Steve Keim sat there and they basically just fluffed Keim and his previous success, which was what, 4 years ago? Four years ago?
Yeah.
They're talking about all these double-digit wins. We haven't seen a double-digit win in three seasons now. Steve Keim, you can point to the 2018 draft and say that he hit on a couple picks. He hit on a couple picks. It wasn't the Denver Broncos draft where it produced Bradley Chubb and they get Philip Lindsay off the free agent heap and the undrafted free agents. It's not Cortland Sutton. It's not Deshaun Hamilton. It's not that draft class. It's
pretty good draft class.
That is. It's not the New Orleans Saints 2017 draft class.
Which was the mecca recently. I mean, it was just two guys.
Right.
Offensive and defensive player rookies of the year.
Right.
Marshawn Lattimore.
Incredible.
And Marcus Lattimore.
And Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
That's a good draft class. That's something where you can say, okay, this GM righted the ship.
Right.
Not, okay, maybe we've got a third down back in Chase Edmonds. Maybe we've got a guy who could be a ceiling as a number two wide receiver in Christian Kirk. And we might have the next quarterback of the franchise. But, I mean, that's not enough for me.
Yeah.
He's whiffed. He doesn't know how to build an offensive line. A guy who has an offensive line background has no idea to evaluate talent and position. And I mean, yeah, they're going to have $65 million plus in salary cap. They're going to have the top pick in every round and the potential to trade down because they have that quarterback secured. And I don't trust the guy making the decisions. Now, that's been the theme when you look across the NFL and you looked at Black Monday and there's eight openings now. There wasn't an executive, there wasn't a general manager that was sent packing. I mean, that was across the board. I don't understand it. And the Cardinals are just kind of, they're followers. They're like, okay, well, the Jets are going to fire Todd Bowles. They're going to keep Mike McMagnin as their GM. Jason Light's going to stay in Tampa Bay. He's going to get to keep his job as a GM, even though he whiffed on his franchise quarterback, Jameis Winston.
Absolutely.
He kept Dirk Cutter. He fired Lovie Smith. He hasn't hit. He spent a second round pick on a kicker. Jason Light's going to survive in Tampa Bay. And Steve Keim's going to survive in Arizona, and that's just because that's what the rest of the league is doing. And what's going to happen with his next Steve Wilkes' successor is they're going to follow suit. They're going to go out and get probably the brightest, most innovative offensive mind that they think they can get. And it's going to be so far down the totem pole and so far removed from actually who Sean McVay is and who the trendy head coach successes have been. It's just going to be another disaster.
Yeah, and it's funny. That Bo Brock, follow him on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. Listen to him on The Drive on Fox Sports 910 Phoenix, 4 to 7 p.m. Mountain Time. I mean, you're right. And as I was driving in here today, I was thinking they're going to overcorrect.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They got the defensive guy. So now they're going to get the quarterback's coach from the Rams.
Zach Taylor.
Yeah, Zach Taylor. The guy furthermost from the spectrum of where Steve Wilkes is. And overcorrection is the last thing you should be doing right now.
How about
thinking rationally and moving forward and not looking at what you did poorly last year and trying to go the furthermost way.
Cliff Kingsbury is going to get an interview as a head coach for the Arizona Cardinals. To your point about Taylor, I mean, Cliff Kingsbury was fired from Texas Tech.
Yeah.
He couldn't have success with Baker Mayfield as his quarterback. Patrick Mahomes as his quarterback. Sure, they had decent offenses, but he's not ready.
He is the quintessential polar opposite from Steve Wilkes.
Exactly
he
right.
He is the polar opposite.
Exactly right. Dan Campbell reportedly going to get an interview this weekend. As we said, Kingsbury is going to get an interview soon. Adam Gase is going to interview today. Adam Gase is one of those where, at first,
he piqued my interest immediately.
He did. But he's kind of a Monet, right?
Maybe.
We know that when we talk about from afar.
Yeah.
Very
people.
Attractive, right?
People.
Right.
Yeah. And not
then,
just what people.
Yeah, when selecting a partner, sometimes you'll see from afar, like, oh, hey, what's up? And then they get closer, and you realize it's just
pimples.
A bunch of, it's a bunch of jumbled parts. And Adam Gase, in both of his situations, or most recent situations, when you look at Denver and you look at Miami, there were players going to ownership saying, hey, something's wrong. This locker room is a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Gase, I mean, there's a common denominator there, and I kind of take with a grain of salt, you know, Adam Gase's success. I know that would be a good pairing with Josh Rosen, but there's more to the story than him just being a bright offensive mind.
Yeah, and it's interesting, and you know what? On the other side, we'll continue to talk. It's playoff time, but DraftKings is still rocking, right?
Absolutely, DraftKings is going to try to hook you up. Is it the 2019 playoffs or the 2018 playoffs?
I think it's 2018 playoffs. It has to be, right?
Yeah. Let's call it the 2019 postseason. Of course, you got your daily fantasy, and you can lock it in at DraftKings. Bragging rights, huge cash prizes up for grabs this weekend, wildcard weekend. Why not, as you've done all season long, get it done at DraftKings, the leader in one-week fantasy sports. How huge? We're talking over $1.5 million in total prizes. Go to DraftKings.com. Download the app today. Use Locked On to enter a contest for free. This weekend, your first deposit and compete for share over $1.5 million in total prizes. That code Locked On only at DraftKings. The game inside the game.
Welcome back. Locked On Cardinals, Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. So much to digest or regurgitate what we've seen the past few days with Arizona Cardinals franchise. The firing of Steve Wilkes. Al Holcomb's going to stay on as defensive coordinator, correct? As far
we'll
as
see.
We know?
I think as far as we know, I think that the organization now is trying to figure out what, you know, because those coordinators are under contract just as well as Wilkes was.
Right.
So they need to figure out who's staying, who's going. My money would be on no.
So they were a package deal. Because Al Holcomb was a linebackers coach in Carolina to the defensive coordinator of Steve Wilkes in Carolina before they both came over. And I would assume if there's a quarterback or a head coach that comes in that was a head coach at one point before this, he'll want to bring his guys. And I've never really understood that. So it doesn't work in one system. Like Miami's defense hasn't been good.
Right.
Right? So why not try and have an arranged marriage where both sides see eye to eye, do an interview process instead of saying, you know, I'm just going to bring my guy.
Right.
Because I know him and I know that he'll listen to me.
Right.
Never really understood that.
Yeah, I don't get, but also there's, just to play devil's advocate, I mean, then there's the opposite, what we witnessed with Mike McCoy,
right,
the
absolutely.
Offensive coordinator position. It's you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. I actually think that there's a ton of talent as far as defensive play callers on the open market. I mean, Vance Joseph, he's probably not going to get another head coaching opportunity for a while. You could take Steve Wilkes out of that equation.
Yeah, really.
A little bit awkward. But yeah. Also, you've got, who knows, like Jack Del Rio is a good defensive mind out there. There's Todd Bowles. Maybe you could bring him back. I mean, that'd be a lot of people when they are creating their hypothetical wish list as far as coaching staffs. Todd Bowles, him coming back to Arizona, a lot of people like that. They like that kind of recoupling him with the Arizona.
Well, it's got to be somebody that can run a 3-4 defense, right?
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, you have all of the players that you had running the 3-4 before.
You didn't exactly retool yourself.
Right. You didn't get there with the 4-3. Right. It wasn't. You got up the roller coaster. We didn't make it over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one thing where you can bring a guy in and be like, you know, you got your 3-4 defense. You got your 3-4 package. Let's bring it back. And Todd Bowles, I believe, is a guy that ran a 3-4 defense when he was here, if I'm not mistaken.
Would you ever consider Bowles at the head coaching?
No, absolutely not. And it has nothing to do with being a defensive-minded head coach. It has to do with he didn't do it with New York.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what it is. You saw what he had.
Right.
He had one good season, I think his second season. They overproduced. Josh McCown was a blessing for him because he didn't really have a lot of other quarterback help.
Was it Fitzmagic back
then? Yeah, I believe so with Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker. They had a really good they had a really good year.
Threw 30 touchdowns.
He broke every Jets record.
Right.
Quarterback record.
It was insane. Let me ask you this then. If Bowles isn't the defensive-minded head coach, because we just talked about it, the OCs or the offensive-minded guys, that's who's on their short list. That's the hot, trendy pick for head coaches this year. I don't know if you've seen this. McCarthy, a former Packers head coach, and Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy have turned down the Arizona Cardinals.
No, thank you.
They said, yeah, thanks, but no thanks.
Thank you.
Because there's seven other jobs available out there as head coaches. But I've got a defensive-minded guy that I wouldn't mind seeing come in as the next head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. It's Chuck Pagano.
Okay.
I think Chuck Pagano, before being paired with a stupid GM and Ryan Grigsby, that he was actually doing some great things in Indianapolis.
I'm talking about a guy that's dealt with
adversity.
Yeah, and inept management.
Sure.
With the Ursays in Indianapolis. Yeah. That's a really interesting choice.
Yeah.
Because, listen, we thought John Harbaugh would be on the market. Doesn't look like it. Doesn't look like it anymore after they won the division.
Yeah,
and especially if they beat the Cardinals, he's going to get the Chargers. He may get an extension.
Right.
I mean, it went from outhouse to a pseudo AFC North penthouse with how things transpired at the end of the season. That's the guy that I thought would be like, you know what? He's lighthearted enough. But he cracks the whip enough to where it'd be a healthy mix.
I don't think if he became available, he doesn't even give the Cardinals an interview.
I agree with you. This is a whole thing where, and we said this before, we would most likely, both in the head coaching and GM position, be hiring a first-time GM or first-time head coach, again, if you were to fire one or both of Steve Keim and Steve Wilkes.
Right.
And that's what we're looking at here. So I just don't know. Adam Gase will take a job anywhere because he's not going to get the Browns job. He's not going to get the Packers job. And do you really want the Jets job going from one inept offense to another? Do you want that? Would you rather have Sam Darnold in a bigger media market or better weather in Josh Rosen? Okay, so let's actually ask the question really quickly before we go to break and wrap up. If you were Adam Gase, would you rather have Elijah McGuire, Bilal Powell, and Sam Darnold with Robbie Anderson, who really came on late last year. And
Herndon, I think, showed he could play the tight end position, at least be a playmaker.
And have
they had zero playmakers before.
Right.
And now they've had a couple emerge.
With a good defense.
Ton of cap space, just like the Cardinals.
Same thing, because they both fell short of the Kirk Cousins sweepstakes.
Mm-hmm.
So the good defense, I would give the edge to the Cardinals defense.
How big a blessing in disguise has that been, by the way?
Why?
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, but here
he's locked in, guaranteed money for the next two seasons.
I don't know what
he's
the deal
same
is. Over
guy
there.
He was in Washington.
He is. Well, okay. Anyways, this is the Cardinals podcast. You Redskins homer. So if you were Adam Gase, would you take that or would you take?
I would take the Jets. I know that
100%. Right.
I was more pressure to win, obviously, but I think that
Bulls got 4 years.
Yeah, he did.
So I mean, they gave him a long enough leash to where you actually allow the. To go through with the contract, at least. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't think that the Cardinals are even going to have the ability to get a guy like Gase. Even though you mentioned probably two other more attractive positions than Arizona and Green Bay and Cleveland, that he probably won't get either.
Tampa Bay. I mean, it's like, why is Tampa Bay a better position, a better scenario than the Cardinals scenario? I just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't understand that. And you talk about ownership and the exec. We went through Jason Light and the guy who worked under, you know, Steve Keim. It's interesting that that is viewed as a good opportunity or a better opportunity.
And you have to be there with the contract dispute with Jameis Winston if you're going to pay him or not. So you may be starting over in 2 years.
They're doubling down on Jameis Winston. I mean, Jason Light came out and the reports were that he was saying the next head coach has to embrace Jameis, famous Jameis, as their next.
He didn't even start all the games and he was healthy after his suspension.
You know, he had an interesting season, though. I was looking at his numbers. He passed close to 3,000 yards. He had 19 touchdowns, 14 picks. Still, turnovers are an issue for him. He's 24 years old.
Yeah.
I think it's probably worth. He's going to get paid $100 million deal, though, which is, I don't know. They're going to have to figure that out.
It's between the ears for him.
Right.
Like, if you could put Jameis Winston, his physique and athletic ability, with Marcus Mariota's head, then you'd have a quarterback. And those guys are lacking with what the other person's strengths are. So that was a tough draft for both of those teams that year.
It's just, you know, getting back to the Cardinals and the situation that is, I don't know. This is going to be a very lackluster hire. I don't think that there's anybody that's going to, you're going to be able to paste across the front page of the Arizona Republic and people are going to be like, I like it.
Yeah.
No, not only do I like it, I love it.
Yeah. It's like the Rams were playing roulette and all the other teams were watching and they put $5 down on double zero and it hit.
Right.
And then everybody's like, you know what? We're going to do that until it hits because the Rams did it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you can't chase luck that happened with a different team where and Sean McVay hasn't won anything. His December record isn't as great as everybody would give him credit for, and they haven't won a playoff game. So the fact that they can put up 53 points on Monday Night Football and win by 3 points.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's also shown the ability to go away from his best offensive weapon, and it's cost him.
Absolutely.
Todd Gurley. So, yeah, I mean, Sean McVay, he's showing that he's got his adjustments to make, but obviously people would take Sean McVay over not taking him.
Yeah, sure. But I mean, the floor is higher
and
than
when you look at the short list for who the Arizona Cardinals are targeting. It's like they want Sean McVay 2.0.
Right.
And I don't know if that's the route.
No.
You have to find you have to create your own path here. You have to figure out who's going to be the guy, who's going to be the leader of men in your organization. It's not going to be some guy's clone.
Just because everybody says this person is the guy doesn't mean that person is the guy.
Right.
And I've said this about the quarterbacks coming into last year's draft. Just because Mel Kiper says they're the best doesn't mean they're good.
Mm-hmm.
It means that they are at the top of the list of the quarterbacks that are coming out. That's it. And the same thing with the head coaching position. We'll continue that talk, wrap things up on the other side. But first, Bo.
Yeah, sure. Watching football is fun, but more entertaining when you've got action on the games. Of course, Wild Card Weekend coming up, and you've heard us talking about it for weeks, and some of you are still on the sidelines. It's been a whole season, damn it. And whether you're an expert or a rookie, you should be betting at MyBookie. If you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little, win a lot, like playing the numbers on roulette, you can create a big parlay. Saw one online. My bookie tweeted it out at my bookie on Twitter. The guy who put $5 down on a massive parlay in week 17 and hit it for $100,000. Pick three teams, and if you hit all three, you could turn $100 into $600. There's so much to bet on: college hoops, football, NBA, NHL custom props, even esports, you name it. Wild Card Weekend, that's what you want to throw your hard-earned cash on this weekend. And my bookie is one bet you'll be happy with all year. That means 2019. We're talking about 364 at this point. Is it a leap year?
I don't know.
Maybe 365. We'll have to figure that out. Anyway, we recommend these guys because we really trust them. MyBookie has been in business for years. They've got great online reviews, and their mobile site, easy to use. Sign up this week, and MyBookie will give you 50% deposit bonus to jumpstart your bankroll. It's a great way to bank even more money when you win. Also, as I said, make sure you're following BetMyBookie on Twitter. They personally respond to every mention and DM. Slide into your DMs. You won't be denied like you usually are. Not to mention, they've been giving away more than $10,000 in free money to their followers this football season. You'll be the first to know as soon as the new odds and props are posted. Don't miss out on one of the best weeks to bet on in sports this year. Log on to MyBookie right now. Use the promo code LOCKEDON25 to get 50% deposit bonus. Promo code LOCKEDON25. You play, you win, you get paid.
Now that's a live read. We'll be right back. Wrapping up here, Alex Clancy, Bo Brock, Locked On Cardinals. Listen to us both on Fox Sports 910 Phoenix, me 1-4 on the Freaks, and Bo 4-7, executive producer and co-host of The Drive. In fact, Bo and I will be filling in today for the Freaks. It's gonna be a hot take haven. Let's call it that. It's gonna be a hot take haven where Bo's gonna tell me I'm wrong 98% of the time, and I love it. So we've kind of thrown a lot at you today. The mics have been off when all of this stuff has been happening, so Bo and I have had, you know, we have reserves for things that we've been wanting to talk about. And listen, this is not going to go away anytime soon. This will go all the way through playoff season, I'm sure, until the Cardinals make the right or wrong decision with the head coaching hire that they will inevitably make. A lot of stuff will happen ahead of the April draft. Are they going to trade up? Or are they going to trade down? Are they going to stick and pick with the number one overall pick? There's so many things. How many times will I, Alex, say that Mel Kiper's stupid, that Todd McShay shouldn't have a job because they're glorified weathermen? The over-under will be about 50 until April because I think that they have the cushiest, most unnecessary jobs in America. I think it's true. Who cares what they say? Everybody will listen to them when they're wrong 98% of the time.
As far as Todd McShay and Mel Kiper Jr. are concerned, I actually appreciate their knowledge.
Yes!
Of each and every individual prospect they have insight on.
It's their only job.
Well, I know, and it's valuable to a point. As far as them forecasting who's going to go where, they have just as good a shot as you and I do, or anybody else, or your girlfriend just picking whose haircut they like the best as far as draft prospects.
Sure, a lot of haircuts.
There is a team, though, that I think that the Arizona Cardinals really need to take the 2018 NFL draft blueprint it's the Indianapolis Colts. Because what they were able to do in trade down, they traded the number two overall pick. They traded down. They ended up taking Quentin Nelson, who's an absolute monster on the offensive line. Uh-huh. If the Arizona Cardinals can repeat that, I think that would be huge this offseason for the Cardinals. And I was thinking about this as I was watching the disastrous press conference at the Arizona Cardinals. They shut the press conference down, by the way. There was a press corps that had tons more questions that were not answered by the Arizona Cardinals organization, and that shows lack of accountability. But I still think that the Arizona Cardinals, like anybody else in the NFL, like any of the other 31 teams, this blind squirrel can find a nut this offseason just by the picks that they have, by the ample cap space they have. They could get it wrong and get right at the same time, which is weird to think. I mean,
if you can hit that, as Bo talked about the My Boogie Parlay, which was every game, so 16 games, is that right? A 16-team parlay for $5, it hit for $100,000. If the Cardinals can hit, this would jump up the rebuilding process by 3 or 4 rungs. I mean, they could skip so many steps by hitting right. And if I were the Cardinals, you look at the Giants, you look at the Jaguars, they need to get in a battle war for Dwayne Haskins. This is what the Cardinals need to hope for. Dwayne Haskins, the quarterback of Ohio State, had a great showing in the bowl game yesterday. This dude is way more ready for the NFL game than people gave him credit for when the season started. The Giants, with the run game with Odell Beckham, with Sterling Shepard, with a defense that's underrated, they had great showings toward the end of the season this season. The Jacksonville Jaguars, you know what the defense is when they don't have to be on the field the whole game, and they have some offensive weapons there with Leonard Fournette, etc. Dwayne Haskins needs to be the darling for these two teams, right, and the Cardinals could be set for the next 3 or 4 years, not only this one.
Yeah.
And they could still get a guy at 5 or 6 like the offensive or defensive interior lineman from Alabama.
Quentin Nelson was the guy from
Was it doesn't Notre Dame? Have to be sexy.
Yeah. No,
it doesn't have to be Nick Bosa, because really, with Marcus Golden, you have a guy that if you pay him a little bit less than, and if he wants to stay, you have your edge rushers already.
Mm-hmm.
With him and Chandler Jones. We'll talk about this more ad nauseum. I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves here. It is still a mess. Happy 2019. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.